Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little dose of stoicism sprinkled in. Today we're diving into something super important, cultivating compassion and empathy in our daily interactions. Ever feel like the world is just one giant hamster wheel of chaos? We're all running around trying to get things done, keep up with everyone else, and sometimes it feels impossible to remember that there are real human beings behind those hurried footsteps and stressed out faces. But here's the thing, empathy and compassion aren't some fluffy, feel-good buzzwords. They are powerful tools that can transform our relationships, make us better humans, and honestly, make life a whole lot more enjoyable. Think about it, when someone shows you empathy, they make you feel seen, understood, and supported. It's like a warm blanket on a cold day, right? Now imagine extending that warmth to others. That's what we're talking about today. So, how do we actually cultivate these incredible qualities in our everyday interactions? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master of compassion and empathy. 1. Listen actively, really listen. I know, sounds simple, but it's easier said than done, right? We get caught up in our own thoughts, planning what we're going to say next instead of truly hearing what the other person is sharing. Try this: put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show genuine interest in their story. You'll be amazed at how much deeper your connections become when you truly listen. 2. Step outside your comfort zone. It's easy to surround ourselves with people who think like us and share our experiences. But stepping outside that comfort zone, engaging with individuals from different backgrounds, cultures, or beliefs can broaden your horizons and deepen your understanding of the human experience. Think about it, wouldn't you rather have a wider range of perspectives and insights in your life? It's like adding a bunch of new flavors to your favorite dish. 3. Practice gratitude. This one is powerful. When we focus on what we're grateful for, our hearts expand, and we naturally become more compassionate towards others. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger. This shift in perspective can have a ripple effect, making you more empathetic and understanding of others' struggles. 4. Remember your shared humanity. We all crave connection, love, and belonging. Sometimes we forget that underneath all the differences, our jobs, our hobbies, our opinions, we are all fundamentally human beings with similar hopes, fears, and dreams. Recognizing this shared humanity can foster a sense of unity and compassion that bridges divides and strengthens relationships. 5. Be kind, even when it's hard. This one is crucial. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes people say or do things that hurt us. But instead of responding with anger or resentment, try choosing kindness. A simple act of forgiveness, a compassionate word, or even just a listening ear can make a world of difference. You'll not only feel better, but you'll also create a more positive and supportive environment for everyone around you. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at the grocery store and someone accidentally bumps into your cart, spilling their groceries everywhere. Their face falls with frustration, and they start muttering under their breath. How do you react? Do you sigh dramatically, roll your eyes, or maybe even snap back at them? Or do you offer a genuine smile, say something like, "No worries, happens to the best of us," and lend a hand in picking up their items? That small act of kindness can turn a potentially stressful situation into a positive one. You'll not only be showing compassion towards the other person, but you'll also be setting an example for others and creating a ripple effect of positivity. Remember, folks, cultivating compassion and empathy isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to see the world through a lens of understanding and kindness. It's about remembering that we are all human, and we all deserve a little bit of grace and compassion along the way. So go out there and be the change you want to see in the world. I hope this episode has inspired you to practice more compassion and empathy in your daily interactions. Let me know what resonates with you. Share your thoughts, experiences, and questions on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism. Tiny tools for today's challenges so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for navigating life's ups and downs. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.